And David took the seals of gold that were on the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. And he made 300 seals of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went to one seal. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. And he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all. And he took away all the seals of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen seals, and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. And to the captains over hundreds did the priests give King David spears and shields that were in the temple of the Lord. David took the seals of gold that were on the servants of Hadarezer, and brought them to Jerusalem. Likewise, and 300 shields made he of beaten gold, 300 shekels of gold, went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. And in every several city he put shields and spears, and made them exceeding strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. So Shishak, the king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house. He took all. He carried away also the shields of gold which Solomon had made. Instead of which, King Rehoboam made shields of brass, and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard that kept the entrance of the king's house. And Asa had an army of men that bare targets and spears, out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bare shields and drew bows 280,000. All of these were mighty men of valor. Moreover, Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds spears and bucklers and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of God. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and harbingers and bows and slings to cast stones. Also he strengthened himself and built up all the wall that was broken and raised it up to the towers and another wall without and repaired Millo in the city of David and made darts and shields in abundance. And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he made himself treasuries for silver, and for gold, and for precious stones, and for spices, and for shields, and for all manner of pleasant jewels. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Thy neck is like the tower of David, builded for an armory, whereon there hang 1,000 bucklers, all shields of mighty men. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. The Lord hath raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes. For his device is against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. The men of Arvad with thine army were upon thy walls round about, and the Gamadims were in thy towers. They hang their shields upon thy walls round about. They have made thy beauty perfect. And I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth in all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years.